Totally disgusted, to be quite honest, because that particular coach was serving the community and the far-reaching areas around Omagh.
I'm just looking at the pictures that you put up on your Facebook page. Just describe for us the extent of the damage, because what I'm seeing here, Sandy, is that this van's just been completely destroyed.
The bus is totally gutted. It was totally burned out. I mean, the engine compartment even was there was nothing left whatsoever. Although the fire started at the back of the bus, from investigations from the fire brigade and from obviously the police, and it just seemed to travel through it, just absolutely totally destroyed.
Why did this happen?
We don't know. There was no reason whatsoever for that to have happened.
Have any of your buses ever been targeted before, Sandy?
No, we've been in business for over 30 years now, and this is the first instance we've ever had of this, and this just seems to be an instance of wanton vandalism, as far as we're concerned, you know.
And what about the people that use the bus? Has alternative arrangements been put in place, or has this taken their transport away, or what's happening with them?
No, luckily enough, we were able to get alternative transport in place for it was actually late, but we got it in place for the next for the Monday again, and we were able to carry on with the service. But the fact that happened, it did. These people, someone like that, can be upsetting, even the change of a bus, you know. So.
And what was the van worth, Sandy? How much have you lost here?
I would say somewhere in the region about £6,500-£7,000, probably.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to the people that did this?
Well, basically, the people who did this, you know, what good does that do? I mean, you know, to burn out a vehicle, the vehicle was doing them no harm. It was serving, maybe they didn't know that, it was serving the community, and the community actually needed that type of vehicle. So, to do that, you know, why? We just don't understand why.